This is WMRA. I'm Chris Boros. The tale of Ebenezer Scrooge is timeless, with over two dozen film adaptations of Charles Dickens' classic. George C. Scott and Henry Winkler have both starred in the title role, but for many, the 1970 musical version called Scrooge with Albert Finney stands out from the rest. Finding the perfect Tiny Tim is always a challenge when watching film versions of the story, but Ricky Beaumont, who was 8 years old when he landed the role of the boy in crutches, surpasses them all with an innocent and emotion-filled performance, especially when he's in the spotlight for his signature song. I tracked down Ricky Beaumont, who lives in the UK, to discuss being in Scrooge. I asked him how he got the role of Tiny Tim.
Well, it started, really, when I was like 4 years old. I was sent to a theatre school. My brother and sister, who are older than me, wanted to go to this theatre school. I was too young, but the theatre school sort of took me at the age of four. And then since the age of four, I was auditioning for stuff all the time. And then suddenly the big audition for Scrooge came about. And I remember going into the audition and surrounded by lots of kids. And the director, Ronald Neem, got me and picked me up and stood me on this great big grand piano. And I sung Where Is Love? And that was it, really, from that moment.
What do you remember most about making the movie?
Just going onto these massive sets, because obviously in those days there wasn't the CGI stuff going on. It was all, you know, if you were in a Dickensian street, you all were in a Dickensian street. And all the extras and the amount of people and crew that were involved in such a huge process. And you've got all these extras around and they're all doing their singing and dancing there. You know, it's not false. It's all just happening.
Sorry I'm late, but Mr. Scrooge and I had a lot of last-minute business to attend to. Which one do you like best, eh?
I like all of them.
Good boy. And why not one in particular?
Well, he said I can't have none of them, so I might as well like them all.
Tim, you are a philosopher and a gentleman.
Christmas hopes and joys.
Christmas puddings rich with Christmas cream.
And I assume at the age of eight, you didn't realize how lucky you were to be working alongside a guy like Albert Finney, who played Ebenezer Scrooge. What was he like?
He was lovely. They all were, because, I mean, it was such a sterling cast of names that were absolute icons of the industry. I was so fortunate to be with them. And also at that sort of tender age, they sort of took me under their wings.
Do you remember, like, what things you learned from Albert Finney or, you know, things he tried to teach you at that young of an age?
He basically said, stop acting, just be yourself, you know, which was great advice, because once you start acting the scenes, then the dialogue tends to come out very stilted and you're just sort of saying words, not necessarily knowing what they mean.
Children, we shall drink to your father for all the love and happiness he gives us, and to Tiny Tim for the health we wish him. For the sake of your father, I'll even drink to that old miser, Mr. Scrooge. Long life to him and to us all.
A Merry Christmas to us all.
Merry Christmas.
God bless us.
God bless us, everyone.
Now, where's our song, my tiny kid?
The song you sing in the film, The Beautiful Day, you know, that has been making grown men like me cry since 1970, Ricky.
I think it made me cry at the time. It was because, once again, it was quite a huge responsibility for a child of that age to have the whole focus on you and to do the whole song.
Can you recall what you thought about the song when you were first presented with it? I mean, I know you were a young kid, but what was your feeling about it?
I thought it was a lovely, lovely little song. I mean, my little theory at the end, it just sort of goes into Where Is Love a bit. And it was like, oh, okay, this is that little song.
On a beautiful day that I dream about, in a world I would love to see, is a beautiful place where the sun comes out and it shines in the sky for me.
Can you remember how the director, Ronald Meem, prepared you before the cameras started rolling?
Well, it was done actually in two takes. and which was fantastic, you know, achievement. It's all there. And once again, going back to Albert Finney saying, think about what you're saying. And I think I took the acting tips from Albert Finney and put it into the song, this sort of little message of hope.
On this beautiful winter's morning, if my wish could come true somehow, then the beautiful day that I dream about would be here.
When I was watching it today, I noticed the woman who played your mother. It looks as if she looks away from you during the scene. Was there anyone on the set when you were doing it that were getting choked up?
There was quite a lot of emotion because it was, I think it's, I'm sure for the crew and everyone around the director, and they were all quite shocked that it was going as smoothly as it was. And that was just one of those fortunate things. It could have been one of those 37 takers, but I think the fact that it was done in two takes really helped it.
On this beautiful winter's morning, if my wish could come true somehow, then the beautiful day that I dream of.
As an adult, when you hear the song now or you see that scene, how do you feel about it?
I feel, you know, really proud that I was fortunate enough to be involved in such a project and to have such a vital little role that has meant a lot to other people around the place. There's not many people that can say, wow, that's really nice.
I found other versions of the song online, you know, other people singing it, and none of them really did much for me. So it made me realize why this version moves me so much is because of you. It's your performance that does it. It's not just the song.
It is the innocence of the child. I think that there's so many things like Dionne Warwick, for instance, singing Where Is Love. Yes, it's a lovely version, but it's not the innocence of Mark Lester doing it. You know, so there is that innocence that you think, actually, this is really sweet. The beauty of it, and with Ronald Neame there, you know, he didn't direct me as such to say, at this point, you've got to look there and you've got to look there. They just got the cameras, they said, okay, rolling, and we just did it.
So they didn't direct you to do that thing with your hands when you lift your arm up in the sky, where you, that just came natural to you?
Yeah, it was just that, because I knew I was on sort of like quite a wide shot. So I knew that suddenly my arm wouldn't disappear out of shot.
Wow, I thought for sure that you would have been directed to do all those hand signals. So
No, I just sort of did my thing. And Mr. Neame was pleased with it, which was fantastic. We whizzed through it in about sort of just under an hour.
What's it like to get praise for something you did 50 years ago when you were a kid?
It's lovely. I just feel so, as I said, so honoured that people still feel and still hold the film close to their heart. Because obviously it made a huge impact on my life. And it was like, wow, what a start. How fortunate was I to be cast in that role and for it to go so well.
Every Christmas, this movie is watched in my house. It's been a part of my life since I was a little kid. You hear from people with the same sentiment?
Yes. There's a few people, particularly in the USA, that they email me, and I email them back. And, you know, it means something to them. And you think, well, if you can, after all these years, if it can mean something to somebody and makes their Christmas or just brings a smile to their face, then I'm absolutely delighted and honoured to be able to do that.
I like songs, I like dance, I hear music and I'm in a trance.
Tra-la-la.
Oh, papa, chances are we shall get up and prance. Where there's music and laughter, happiness is rife.
Why?
Why? Because I like life.
You've continued to work in the arts and theater and drama. So tell me about the last 50 years of your life. What have you been doing?
You're not going to wait for the book then. I worked extensively in film and television up to the age of about 16 or 17. And then adolescence took its toll, and my nose grew too big for my face, and I wasn't very attractive for screen. So then I went onto stage and doing lots of stage work. And then on one of the tours that we were doing, Joseph in the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, I met my wife. We thought, acting, actors, getting married, it's not really a good mix. Because, we're touring, the temptation is there. So we decided to sort of just make our own work. So we set up a theatre company. And from the theatre company, we now run a youth group and teaching kids the performing arts stuff. We concentrate mainly on the drama.
What's the kids' reaction when they find out you were Tiny Tim?
Well, of course, it's a different generation now. So they're in a different era. There's so many names and stuff that you say to them, oh, yes, and we worked with this person. They haven't got a clue who it is. So it's not as impactful.
I almost forgot. This for you.
You didn't steal it, did you?
No, I didn't steal it. It's a present for you to keep. A Merry Christmas, Tiny Tim.
When's the last time you sat down and watched Scrooge?
We watch it practically every year, because now with my daughter, who's in the business, my wife, and now I've got grandchildren as well. So it's nice for them to see Granddad doing his sort of thing. And also gives them a little thought, thinking, oh, he did it, so why couldn't I?
And how do you feel when you watch the whole film today?
Oh, I love it. I absolutely love it. And once again, there's this overwhelming pride of being part of it. And not everybody can say that. So I'm very, very happy with that.
I have seen a lot of versions of A Christmas Carol, and I gotta tell you, Scrooge 1970, the best Ebenezer Scrooge with Albert Finney, the best Jacob Marley with Alec Guinness, the best Ghost of Christmas Future, and hands down, the best Tiny Tim.
Oh, Chris, you're only saying that. Thank you so much.
In the beautiful day that I dream about,
Ricky, thank you very much for talking to me today. It's been a real honor.
It's been absolutely my pleasure. And have a brilliant Christmas.
You too.
God bless us, everyone.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. That's the nicest thing that anyone's ever done for me. The future looks all right. In fact, it looks so bright. I feel as if they're polishing the sun for me.
For WMRA, I'm Chris Boros. Merry Christmas.
I don't know whether you can hear me, old Jacob Marley, and I don't know whether or not I imagined the things I saw, but between the pair of us, we finally made a Merry Christmas, didn't we? I have to leave you now. Must go and get ready. I'm going to have Christmas dinner with my family. Yeah.